This is Near FM
90.3.
I am joined and delighted to be joined on the line by Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership. Paul, good morning. Lovely to talk to you again.
Hey, Donny. Thanks a million for having me on again.
Absolute pleasure as always, Paul. And I always find our chats very, very interesting and very, very informative, because I think we're both kind of coming from the same point of view, I think, a lot of the time. And, you know, I said in my introduction at the top of the programme that the apprenticeship fair takes place in this here building tomorrow week. And I think I have covered it practically every year that it has been on. And
you have indeed done it, yeah. And it's kind of going from strength to strength.
That was exactly my point, Paul, that I made at the top of the programme, that it has grown exponentially year on year. And I think we chatted last year, actually, Paul, about the fact that, you know, as big as this building is, it's struggling now to cope with the apprenticeship fair.
Yeah, very much so, Donny. And this year we've stuck with the Northside Civic Centre, so we have. But I have to say, we have a system, an Eventbrite booking system. People can book their ticket in order to come along to the event. Apart from two slots towards the end of the day, the apprenticeship fair is booked out at the moment. They're not far off it, you know. So it's definitely, we're going to have to maybe look at a different venue for next year.
And while it will be terrible, and I'm sure the Civic Centre it's definitely extremely convenient for us, but I presume it's equally as convenient for you. But the thing that strikes me, Paul, is that the success of it. I mean, we wouldn't even be having the discussion we're having about location and crowd management and everything else. And please, I don't want to put any people off what's going to happen tomorrow week, but it points to the success of the programme. And it also points, I think, Paul, to a pet subject of mine, and I know yours as well, and that is that we are lucky enough, I think, to be dealing with a generation of maybe teachers but more particularly pupils, who thankfully, and I mean this sincerely, thankfully, are turning back towards the apprenticeship model.
Yeah, very much so, Donny. It's amazing, like, you're correct and right what you're saying there, like, the demand there is for apprenticeships now. And I think that Minister Harris has really kind of shifted the emphasis on apprenticeships over this last number of years to being a real kind of opportunity for young people and adults alike to get into the vast array of different types of apprenticeship programmes that there is.
Yeah, and it's amazing because, you know, in my time, which was before yours, but, you know, and I'm thinking of one particular industry, let us call it that, which was the financial sector. You know, there was a route to that. You got a job in the bank, or you went to college or university and studied to become an accountant, and that was kind of the two options that were open to you. But that's no longer so. I mean, there's one particular sector of the employment industry where there's no apprenticeships. And I mean, the thought years ago of somebody in the financial sector getting into it through an apprenticeship was unheard of.
Yeah, very much so, Donny. It's amazing, like, the accountant technicians of Ireland will be at the apprenticeship event next Tuesday, the 12th of March, in the Civic Centre. And it's amazing, like, they offer the, you know, the accountant technician apprenticeship programme. So they do. But, yeah, there's a vast array of new types of apprenticeship programmes. I think at the moment now there are 66 different types of apprenticeship programmes. And I know before the end of the year, they're hoping that there will be roughly about 80 national apprenticeship programmes in total. So you have a vast array of new apprenticeship programmes coming online now. So there is in areas like accountant technician, as we mentioned, auctioneer and property services, insurance practitioners, software development, retail supervision, engineering type programmes. You know, so there's a massive variety of programmes that are available to people that can access, you know. And as well as that, I suppose, you have the traditional traditional craft sector as well, that where the vast majority of apprenticeships go, in construction and plumbing and mechanics and so on, you know.
Yeah, and it is wonderful to see it. And you know, long may it continue, let me say, because we have needed it for so long. And it has been, I think, for many years, Paul, apprenticeships were kind of looked down upon. There was this attitude that, oh, you have to go to university, or you have to go to college, or you have to go here, or you have to go there. Thankfully, that has shifted. And one country, actually, Paul, and I know we discussed this before, but one country that never went down that route was Germany. They always took great pride and great care of their apprenticeship schemes.
Yeah, very much so, Donny. Yeah, Germany kind of led the way on apprenticeships, and they have a vast array of apprenticeships as well. And I know that Minister Harris is very keen, to acknowledge the different key craft sectors and the different key areas that require further recruitment. And the apprenticeships offer a fantastic way for young people and adults alike to gain really, really good qualifications and to kind of move forward. And as well as that, they are, then young people and adults who complete the apprenticeship programs can now progress on to degrees and master level apprenticeships in different areas. So the training or the education doesn't stop after the apprenticeship is completed.
And that is very important as well, that people should know that. And I mean, I presume that at this hour of the day, it's predominantly parents of students and potential apprentices who are listening. But it is, nevertheless, it's important, I think, that we get that message out there. And indeed, along with your own apprenticeship fair, it kind of dovetailed perfectly, because I did an interview last week with Maria Walsh from Sullis, who, again, you would be very aware of, Paul.
Yeah, Sullis offer the vast array of the training so they do in the apprenticeship programmes. So it's there's great variety for all young people. And I think that, as you mentioned there as well, the parents are a big kind of support for the young people that are making these decisions or choices now. So, you know, attending the events like the apprenticeship fair will give a chance for parents, and that's something I noticed about this last few years, Donny. Parents coming and asking the questions of employers or the education providers, kind of getting a better sense of what an apprenticeship program would entail and what on the variety of different kind of range of different apprenticeships that are on show. And again, look, it's a fantastic opportunity to gain again the skills that you need in order to progress your career in that area.
Agreed. Now, Paul, let us try and paint a picture of tomorrow week, because you and I, we could do it in our sleep. We've done it that often.
Yeah.
But for people who haven't been here, give us a run-through of, and I know this is probably tough now because you may not have the list in front of you, but even some of the employers who are here. And it's an important thing, I think, Paul, to highlight while we're having our chat this morning, that these are employers who are actively seeking apprentices. They're not just coming to flash their own wares around the place. They are actively looking for apprentices at this fair.
Yeah, very much so. Like, we have a vast array of employers coming. You know, we'll have the ESB networks coming. We'll have Dublin Aerospace coming, Bus Éireann coming, Irish Rail, the Joe Duffy Group as well, Freight Transport Association, Sensor Facility Management, Northside Home Care. And then as well as that, like, you have like the Office of Public Works will be in attendance as well as Revenue will be in attendance too. But as well as that, like, you have these kind of number of different employers that are actively recruiting for apprentices at the moment. But we also have a blend of education. theatres there as well, Donny, to kind of give a sense of the different kind of pre-apprenticeship programmes that are on offer as well, that young people can kind of access to kind of sample what an apprenticeship is about. I know that TU Dublin are going to be in attendance, and they have a fantastic access to apprenticeships programme. We'll have Cluster Dulick, our local College of Further Education, Cluster Ida, Plunkett College would be in attendance as well. And they offer kind of fantastic kind of FITAC Level 5, like pre-apprenticeship type programmes. I know Plunkett College are fantastic. They have like a carpentry and joinery FITAC Level 5. They also have a motor vehicle maintenance course as well at FITAC Level 5, which would give, say, a young person or even an adult a kind of sense of what an apprenticeship is about and what would be involved in carpentry and joinery, in order to give them a kind of a sense of, you know, whether or not this is something that they would like to pursue further. I know TU Dublin, that are going to be in attendance on the day, they have a fantastic kind of 12-week program that kind of helps young people and adults to kind of sample what an apprenticeship program is about. As well as that, they get an opportunity to kind of talk directly to employers from the program and kind of progress into apprenticeship that way. So there's different kind of ways to enter apprenticeships and different kind of providers, education providers, that they can kind of talk to at the apprenticeship fair to kind of give them a sense of what an apprenticeship is about and how they can kind of progress their way through that program.
Yeah, and I mean, we are now, I think, Paul, and I'm open to correction on this, I think statistically we are practically at full employment. I think once it goes to 4% or below, it's deemed to be full employment, as in once the unemployment level reaches 4% or below, it's deemed to be full employment statistically. That would lead me to believe that the amount of employers out there who are actually looking for people is massive. And I mean, anybody, and you mentioned them there, Bus Éireann and Dublin Bus, anybody who is, unless you're absolutely immune to what's around you, every bus that drives by you has an ad on it. You can drive this bus, and they have the weekly pay rate on it. So, I mean, right across the entire spectrum, no matter what a young person has a panache for, there is something there now in the apprenticeship field for them.
Yeah, Donny, very much so. Like, you would imagine that, say, Dublin Bus or Irish Rail are looking for, you know, they're looking for, say, mechanics or technicians to help maintenance of their kind of buses and the rail system. But all these organisations also offer other different varieties of apprenticeships in sales and in marketing. You know, it's not seen now as the traditional kind of employer that offers a specific type of apprenticeship. They also offer other ones. So yeah, it does. It kind of opens up to the variety, to a range of different apprenticeships that employers offer.
Now, you mentioned there, and I don't want to be picking one employer over the other, but it's just something, I suppose, that I would have maybe a little bit more knowledge of. And you and I both know, Paul, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. But you mentioned the Joe Duffy Group there, for an example. Now, unless you're blind, deaf, dumb and stupid, the motor industry has changed beyond all recognition in the last, I would say, 10 years. But I mean, from what it was 20, 30 years ago to what it is now is just unrecognisable. With the result that, I mean, you are really talking about the days of a mechanic covered in oil and grease is long gone. He needs now, or she needs now, to be, before they're ever able to fix anything, they need to be a computer expert at this stage. So, I mean, the skills you're picking up are intertransferable and interchangeable between a lot of other trades as well.
Yes, very much so, Joe. Like I can imagine, I suppose I'm no mechanic, but there is, yeah, a lot of skills that a young person or adult would gain whenever they're working with an organisation that are working with vehicles. I know that at the fair, we're going to have the Freight Transport Association at it, and I know that there is a kind of a shortage of kind of lorry drivers and, you know, mechanics in that area as well. So there's some fantastic opportunities for people if they want to kind of engage, you know. And you know, the apprenticeship fairs down through the years have seen, Donnie, like it's an opportunity for people to come along to kind of just have a chat with the employer, and sometimes the employer has actual apprentices on the day with them, and they can kind of get a sense of what the apprentice's perspective is and on the particular field. And you know, we can kind of get a sense of what a day in the life of a kind of mechanic or a technician at the Joe Duffy Group would be all about, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's just, I think it's wonderful. I actually think it's a wonderful initiative. And again, you know, like, I seem to spend my Mondays here, certainly the first half hour of it, heaping praise on the Northside Partnership, and I'm not one bit ashamed to do that, because the work you're doing up there, Paul, is phenomenal, and this is just another example of it. And while I'm at it, a huge thanks, as always, to Sarah Tlahasi from the Northside Partnership for organising this morning for me. Paul, for people who don't already have their tickets, and I can see why this is a ticket and ticket only affair, how do they find out more, and how do they get in to see the wonderful array of employers that will be here next week?
Yeah, Donny, I suppose to ensure that there's a steady flow of people throughout the morning, and we've actually had to extend the event by 1 hour as well, because the demand was kind of unbelievable over this last week or two. People were booking tickets and particular time slots were booked out. So we have, at the moment, we have roughly about 70 people every half hour coming into the centre. So we have. And the best way is we have an Eventbrite booking system. So we have, and if people want to kind of book a ticket, there are still lots of time slots available in the afternoon at 2 p.m, 2:30, 1:30 as well. They just go on to Northside Partnerships website, and on the Partnerships website there is a kind of article about the apprenticeship fair, and you can see the link in the article for the Eventbrite, and people are welcome to come along and kind of book a time slot that suits them and come on the 12th of March to Northside Civic Centre to kind of talk directly to these employers.
And don't worry, my friends, if you didn't get those details as given out there by Paul, this, along with our other chats today, will be available by way of our Listen Again service. So just go to the Dear FM website, click Listen Again, and the interviews will be there, so you can get those details again. Paul, one last thing before I let you go, and I nearly know the answer to this before I even ask the question, but I would imagine in the current employment atmosphere that we're living in, environment actually is the better word to use there, you had absolutely no problem getting the employers and those who will have their wares on display to come along to this year's fair.
Yeah, Donny, I have to say probably this year, as opposed to any other year, has been the most easiest kind of sell from the apprenticeship fair perspective. All the employers have been fantastic, and they have kind of come back to me pretty much instantaneously to let me know that they're very keen to come along and be involved in the in it. They get, you know, like if you kind of get a sense of this here, you have a lot of employers from around the area. Some of the employers kind of from Dublin Airport, some of the employers from around the kind of the surrounding North Dublin area. So an apprenticeship fair in their locality where they can gain access to potential employees in the future living in the local area, it's really attractive for employers. So it is, and it kind of gives them a time or a sense where they can kind of talk directly to an awful lot of people interested in apprenticeships. So it's a win-win, I suppose. You know, it's a fantastic opportunity for employers to come along, you know.
I'm sure, Paul, that people are tired hearing me saying this, but there is no doubt about it. The best and ideas that ever came about were also the simplest ones. You have the employers here, and you have the potential apprentices all in the one area. I mean, just think about putting a fair together so that they can all meet. How simple can it be? But Paul, far more importantly, it's how successful it has become, and for that, well done, congratulations. And Paul, I will be here, Emma will be presenting next Tuesday, but I will be here I'm sure between yourself, myself and Sarah, we will cajole a lot of people to come up and talk to her, various employers, and as you said, very important as well, there will be some apprentices here who will talk about their experience of apprenticeship. So it all makes for a brilliant day. Paul, the best of luck with it. I know it's going to be a huge success, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Ben and Donnie. Appreciate the time.
No problem, anytime, and thank you. Now, that was Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership, and do not forget, we will be talking to various employers and apprentices next Tuesday morning, tomorrow week, on our Tuesday edition of Northside Today.
This is Lear FM
90.3.